Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. Temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Eilut is warmer, while Haifa feels pleasantly cool, a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines first. Lebanese sources report Israel is preparing to seize the Ali Taher Ridge, awaiting a U.S. green light. That's from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, the terrorist who held several Israelis hostage, including Noah Marciano and Ziv Berman, has been eliminated. Israel Hayom reported this in the past hour. Also this hour. Families of fallen soldiers urge Netanyahu to renew the offensive against Hamas. JNS shared this earlier today. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu joked about the UK being an Islamic republic with nuclear capabilities. The Times of Israel reported this in the past hour. And finally, the Australian Jewish News has received recognition in the Nenswas Parliament for its sensitive coverage of recent attacks. That story comes from Australian Jewish News earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source analyst OSINT613 noted just minutes ago that J.D. Vance discussed Iran's commitments and the importance of maintaining energy price stability. The Times of Israel confirmed the IDF's elimination of a Hamas commander who held Israelis captive in a post from earlier today. Iris, a social media user, shared a heartfelt moment from a family celebrating a wedding after surviving Hamas captivity, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Ali Taher Ridge. Lebanese sources claim Israel is ready to move on this strategic location where Hezbollah terrorists are trapped. The operation awaits approval from the United States. This development highlights the ongoing tension in the region and the international dimensions of the conflict, as reported by Ynet. Turning to the elimination of Mohammed Bassam, Mohammed Mushtaha. This terrorist infiltrated Israel during the October 7th massacre and held several Israelis hostage. Israel Hayom reported that his death is seen as a significant blow to terrorist operations. This action underscores Israel's continued efforts to neutralize threats within its borders. Meanwhile, the Heroism Forum, representing families of fallen soldiers, has called on Prime Minister Netanyahu to intensify actions against Hamas. The group warns that Hamas is exploiting the current lull. JNS shared that the call for action reflects growing pressure on the Israeli government to take decisive steps for national security. In a separate development, Prime Minister Netanyahu raised eyebrows with his comments about the UK, jokingly referring to it as an Islamic republic. The Times of Israel explains that his remarks were made during a podcast recording, hinting at ongoing diplomatic tensions. These comments could impact Israel-UK relations, adding another layer to international diplomatic challenges. Finally, the Australian Jewish News was acknowledged in the New South Wales Parliament for its coverage of recent attacks. Their reporting has been praised for its sensitivity and depth, as reported by Australian Jewish News. This recognition highlights the importance of responsible journalism in times of crisis. On the economic front, First Mariv Business reports that heat waves in Europe might lead to rising food prices. However, the strengthening shekel could mitigate some of these effects. Separately, Zoll stock is on its way to becoming a giant with a deal worth 1.7 billion shekels. Walla Business outlines how Ronan Ganoon's acquisition of shares is a strategic move in the retail sector. And finally, Israeli venture group Team 8 has raised $365 million to support AI-native enterprises. Ynet Business notes this funding underlines Israel's growing influence in the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.